Hi, this is Irwin Gold with Benchmark Journal. And I have to tell you, I'm here with the fall of the empire. Yeah, it's crashing, folks. Definitely crashing. That being said, there might be some shelter you might find out there. And it might not be gold, it might not be currencies, but let me just tell you something. Don't believe the mainstream media when they say this is just a little flash. What happened yesterday, the uptick after the down on Monday, is just a blip. It's going to keep on going down, down, down. I'm not trying to be a scaremonger, but it's clear. Anybody with their half a brain screwed on can see the economic indicators. They're slowing. They're increasingly getting worse. Production was down. Manufacturing down. GDP was less than 1%. Unemployment keeps on going up. Now, the figures of 9%, that's minor. If you look at discouraged workers, those are people that are not counted in the 9% figures. That takes to 16%. 16%. That is hemorrhaging our ability to get out of this mess, out of the debt mess, out of the economic disaster. Now, you might ask, look at the last few years. Since the 2008 crash, we've been going up 90%. 90% of the stock market. The stock market has been ballooned out of control. Those of us who saw this understood there's been no end to the recession. QE1, QE2 has been, what all that's done is mask over the systemic problems that were there around 2008, which caused them in the first place. Am I going to be like someone like Peter Schiff who insists on going towards gold? No, it might have been a smart idea before the gold rally. But now I have to say, first get your money out of stocks, get your money out of the volatility, put it in cash, and then kind of look. Maybe look towards the Australian dollar, the francs, but don't leave it there, because already those are runaway trains, and those countries are looking to intervene to even out the import-export ratio. What we have now is a possibility of trying to get into maybe some stable stocks that aren't going to crash right away. Yes, you might lose a little bit in the short term, places like Johnson & Johnson, places like Microsoft, but in the long term, at least they'll be stable. By putting it into more risky stocks right now, risky investments, you're definitely going to have a problem, because I believe the psychology on Wall Street right now is to flee, no matter what the Fed does and no matter what President Obama promises. Okay, that's all there is today. Irwin Gold.